Nurse's story, nurse's story. All right, what the hell? If this really is Nurse's Appreciation Day, this is for you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, a couple of you fudge packers that are nurses, too, ain't you? Ah, I'm only kidding. I know there's a lot of... People come from all walks of life. But this is the story of three nurses that worked in Baltimore. And they had this patient that was in the hospital for routine surgery. And in the course of the operation, as they were dressing him for surgery, they happened to notice on the hydraulics was tattooed the word Shorty. And they laughed. They howled with laughter. They recounted tales of how they had run into the occasional ill-equipped man. But to have one ill-equipped and then to tattoo himself with derision about it, they nearly couldn't complete the operation. They called in doctors. Everybody looked at this poor anesthetized hunk of humanity as he lay there awaiting the scalpel. Well, finally, the operation went off without a hitch, and the man was in the recovering room, and he was rather smitten with the three nurses. And he asked the first one out, Zelda, would you come have dinner with me? And she thought, well, he is a nice-looking man, but then one thing will lead to another, and we'll eventually hop at the key, and I don't know, you're shiny. I mean, what am I wasting my time? So she said, no, I'm sorry, but I'm very busy. Crestfallen, he awaited till the next nurse made her rounds, and sure enough, she walked in the room. Sheila, will you join me for a night of dining and dancing? She thought about it and thought he was a nice man, and she really wasn't doing anything in there. But she knew that one day things would lead to another, and being a woman of a rather hungry demeanor, she remembered the tattoo and said, no, I'm sorry. Well, finally, the third nurse, hearing the other two cackling in the hallway about how he asked them out, if only he knew the reason they weren't going out with him was because of his self-derisive tattoo, she started feeling sorry for him. And when she walked in and asked him out, she said, yes, yes, I'd love to go dinner and dancing with you. And sure enough, they set off on a glorious date. Well, the next day, she came back after spending the night at his apartment. And the other nurses were howling with laughter as she came walking in looking somewhat disheveled. They both stood there and said, hey, how was your night with Shorty, huh? Did it even wake you up? Ah! But the third nurse just smiled proudly and said, actually, it didn't say Shorty. We've just never seen him in a 10-hut condition. Because when he got fired up, it didn't just say Shorty. It said Shorty's Bar and Grill, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Yeah!
We were there last year, and this...
Grease.